BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hi, it's Scott Mills here, and this is my daily podcast, including highlights of the football this morning between Radio Wanderers and Ollie Hotmers. We lost. And it's Phil and Alice playing innuendo bingo. Enjoy.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon, how are you? Today there was a football match, a rematch, and it was epic between the Radio Wanderers, Nick Grimshaw's team, and the Tottenham Hotmers, Ollie Mers' team. And a lot of people saying I couldn't catch it earlier. What was the score? I've only been able to listen and recently, so what's the score? I'll let you say it.
Well, it was 2-2, and it went to penalties, and then the Ollie Mers' team... Hotmers won on penalties.
But it was closer than the last time where we lost 11-1.
There were radical team changes though, Scott.
Absolutely. I really enjoyed it, you know.
It was really good, and it was actually turned out to be a really, really good and close match. But apart from, you know, I know the match was important and everything. It was just wicked. The whole thing being at Wembley and the players that they had involved, people like Alan Shearer, you know, legends of the game.
I was commentating with Michael Owen. Who gets to do that? I'm so lucky.
Did you take a picture?
Yes!
Yeah?
Yeah.
With Michael Owen and who?
Guy Mowbray.
Yes,
my
good.
My new best friend.
Do you think you'd work as a team elsewhere, Five Live?
And... He's suggesting Brazil.
Do you know what that means?
I know. Is that a World Cup?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wicked. See? I'm learning. Would you like to hear, because you couldn't hear it, because you were being the assistant manager down on the court, pitch. Would you like to hear some of my commentary highlights from earlier?
I'd love to.
Okay. I really, really loved this. Okay, so it's me, Guy Mowbray of Five Live, and legendary Michael Owen.
Thanks, Grimmy. So you join us here live from Wembley Stadium for the rematch of the year. It's the Radio Wanderers, Radio 1's team, against Team Tottenham. I've got the name. Do the Radio Wanderers have a hooker on the team?
I think that's a different shaped ball, Scott.
Guy Mowbray and Michael Owen. Now, we've already seen some goal action, haven't we, guys?
We've seen a goal. It's been the Bishop show so far.
Where's the umpire?
He's got a good, strong left foot.
He's got a good lob on, hasn't he?
Grimmy's just there delivering his half-time words of wisdom.
Oh, is it half-time?
Yeah, that's why they're not running around anymore, Scott.
Oh, right. I wonder why they were huddling together. I thought they were just cold. Are there any oranges down there? Is that off the 70s? Well, it's almost going to be the next bit, the second half of the match.
Scott, can you... You're the football man here. Does this go to penalties if it's a draw?
Oh, what's going on?
Shearer's up next.
Come on, Shearer.
I don't think he's ever missed a penalty.
Oh, listen, he's getting barracks.
I just realised that I said, come on, Shearer, and I'm supporting the Radio 1 team, yes. So that's wrong. Is that Danny Howard in goal?
Yes.
All right, I've only just spotted that. The reason I'm going quiet is because I've actually run out of stuff to say now.
I had a lot of it on cards, you see, cue cards.
Inspired commentary there, Mills.
Thank you. I think I did all right, you know. I was having all sorts of nightmares. On my way there, I was like, I don't know what to do.
Got a few technical phrases in, lob on, etc.
Thank you very much. We need to point out it was
3-3, yes,
and then penalties.
Course. Yeah, sorry.
Call yourself an assistant manager.
Yeah.
But a really good day. So thank you to everyone that took part. And video highlights available soon, I do believe, on the Radio 1 YouTube.
I mean, as I said, the match was really important, but I actually found most of my time just staring at Alan Shearer. You know, as you do. It was so weird, man. I was standing on the pitch at Wembley watching Alan... Maybe I'm the only one here that thinks that's cool as it was.
Of course, every football fan will think that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That was Elton John and Step Into Christmas... Did you get that app I sent you yesterday about... Sorry, I just had the more echo on still.
More.
Did you get the app I sent you yesterday, the Christmas song calculator, about how much money each song has earned over the
years? Yes, it's incredible. So it calculates roughly the royalties that they're getting this year on each Christmas song, and it goes up in kind of... Well, it claims to be real time, but I'm not sure if it is.
Yeah.
But even if it's roughly, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, and you can see it, like, whizzing up. As, like, you're just looking at the app. So it's earning pence every single second.
So get this. So Fairy Tale of New York, 397,179.
Is that today?
I don't know. I'm not sure if it's
this
just
week.
This year. Oh, so what does that mean? Year to date.
Yeah.
Okay. So this year.
Yeah.
Till now. Right. Okay.
Wow.
But some of them. Are, what's 2,000 miles?
Who did it say it's by?
Chrissy Hynde.
Oh yeah, Pretenders.
Okay. Now is that a Christmas song?
Yes.
Even that has got 46,624. You know, and I've never even heard of it.
And I think the Slade one. It's already made the guy that wrote that who's. Noddy Holder, 800k already this
year.
Oh,
you won't be happy with this one. Shaking Stevens,
how much has he got?
The man you got beef with. Year to date, 55,344 off Merry Christmas, everyone.
But doing nothing since 1985.
Incredible this, isn't it?
Today on Innuendo Bingo, it's Phil and Alice. Alice Levine, of course, Night Times, Radio 1 with Phil, 10 p.m. It's a good show. The lady that's so posh and a bit Victorian that she had a lovely night out a while ago. Got in at 4 a.m. and then helped herself to the contents of her freezer, including a whole Viennetta, which she boshed in one go. That's Alice for you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Phil Taggart and Alice Levine here. Hi, guys.
Hi, Scott.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Really good.
I did football commentary earlier.
You were really good.
I wasn't.
No, you weren't, but you had a good time.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
We've never talked about football once.
What, me and you?
Yeah.
It's never going to happen, is it, Phil?
happening right now?
Well, yeah.
I liked you. I'm going to hand over to the others because I don't know what's happening now because it was the penalties.
Well, yeah, because I'd had several cards which I've written out and then I just ran out of things to say towards the end. We were talking earlier. Alice famously boshed a whole Viennetta in one sitting.
With a spatula?
I didn't eat it with a spatula. That is rumour. I did eat a whole one. I did bosh a whole one in one sitting.
And that is after a night out.
Yeah, well...
Who goes to the freezer after a night out?
Nobody.
Oh, I must just defrost that. I'll be here another 2 hours.
No, Viennetta, the beauty of Viennetta is it's very soft. It doesn't take long to defrost.
What about the big Christmas ones that are coming? The big massive
especially if you heat the spatula. Oh, no, I've said too much.
Well, so there was a spatula.
So you've got a lighter underneath your spatula while you're Viennetta?
I feel that we made more of this story at the time.
Well, no, I basically ate a whole one and then stupidly told Chris Sawyer that works on the Scott Mills show, Hi, Chris. And then he spread it. I'd only been at Radio 1 for like a month. And then he told everybody that I was the girl that ate a whole Viennetta in one sitting with a spatula.
It's his favourite story about you.
I remember him texting me at the time to tell me.
Yeah.
It's the only non-Victorian story about me that you guys tell, so I suppose I should rejoice in that.
It is. I mean, you are a Victorian lady.
It is a little bit Victorian, though.
Born in the wrong decade.
If Victorians ate ice cream.
Wrong generation. What?
It would be Viennetta.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course. Yeah, it would, definitely.
But didn't you end up taking 2 days off because of brain freeze?
And also...
Viennetta hangover.
Also, Chris said that it was a mint one. It was clearly vanilla. I'm not an animal.
Okay. All right, well, good that you've cleared that up. So today, it's Phil and Alice doing Innuendo Bingo. You can watch this on wherever you can get to a screen, really, with the Radio 1 website on it. So that's computer, laptop, phone, tablet. And then tomorrow, we're going to be on your show in the evening. It's the bedroom DJ section again, and we're playing some smooth grooves, some really dirty R&B songs again.
You say again, Scott.
Yeah, you haven't been there in the first place. You've been invited to every single one, okay, and not showing up at any of them.
This is third time lucky.
Well, the Christmas
Chris
party...
loves it. Chris Stark puts this in his calendar years in advance so he doesn't miss it.
Mm.
You have some wines and then don't turn up.
Well, it's the third time lucky tomorrow, and I will have been at the Radio 1 Christmas party before.
Oh, so will there be wines involved again?
No.
Well,
it's minutes away, so I'll be here.
Scott, technically you're in the area last time. Just couldn't make the...
possibly in body, just not in mind.
Wasn't well.
I will come down and get you, I promise.
Absolutely, you can do that. Will. So it's going to be good.
It's a bedroom DJ party. If you come, it'll be you, Chris and Greg doing a set together. We've got Grimmy with Yasmin from One Extra Breakfast. They're going to be doing a set.
We've got Dan Kroll. We've got Bombay Bicycle Club. We've got Bondax.
It's a massive party.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is tomorrow night. You can listen on Radio 1 from 10 p.m. and we're all getting a little go at having a little DJ session. Ours is quite rude, just to let you know.
It's like you only get away with it because it's that late at night.
Yeah, you couldn't do that at this time.
Late night Hollyoaks, innit?
Same.
Similar, yeah.
So that's tomorrow from 10 p.m. and they are playing bingo next. Alice!
Yeah.
What is that?
That's her brassiere, her plastic boobs.
I don't think I'm getting fooled again. This one used to just go to the face. Now he goes to the chest to hopefully get a see-through top.
Yes,
I
do,
have
Chris.
Prepared for this.
Okay, so what? Do they normally make that noise?
No. So what I've done is I've got just, you know, a regular household shopping bag and I've just tucked that in to my Victorian corset and that has created this look.
Kind of weird.
And then put my jumper on top.
I've decided to follow suit though, so...
Are you both padded up?
Yeah. He's padded in a different area.
Right, but that's also a shopping bag.
Yeah.
Just any old shopping
bag. It's a shopping bag for my lunch.
That's a great handy tip, though, isn't it?
And also an egg box.
Right, so we're all prepared. Have you got any paddings?
I'm just going to do that now, actually. Okay, go. That's a good idea. The Scott
Mills Daily. Okay, the cameras are on now. If you want to watch us, it makes it so much better when you watch Inuit Bingo. Get to the Radio 1 website.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Very excited to have Phil and Alice off of Night Times on today. Hey, how was your LOLs lounge last night?
It was so good. We were a bit knackered, actually.
We've been packing it away all night.
Sorry?
We've been packing away the LOLs lounge all night. We've got a very nice velvety curtain and lots of seats that we've been decamping.
So if people don't know what the LOLs lounge is, it's new to Radio 1. Explain.
So basically, we convert the live lounge into a comedy lounge of a Monday night. We've no expense spared. We've bought this arrow, which has got like light up bulbs in it, which didn't work. We've got a red velvet curtain and no stage. It's amazing, though. It's really good.
It does look quite cool, though.
It does look good.
It does look actually really kind of like sassy comedy nightclub, doesn't it?
Yeah. You're rustling.
You're sounds good.
Again.
That's not my chest, though, is it?
Oh, I thought it was your chest. So, the Radio 1 YouTube channel is where you can find last night's comedy battle between two good comedians.
Yeah, we had Sarah Pascoe and Nadia Camille last night. We've had Tom Rosenthal, we've had Carl Donnelly, we've had tons of people.
Yeah.
You can watch the videos on the YouTube and, watch them battle out. Basically, they do overrated. They have to rant for 4 minutes about something they hate.
That's very good.
Yeah,
it's good. It's on Radio 1 YouTube now. LOLs Lounge is where you'll find it.
Stop touching your boobs, please.
Okay, so it's Phil and Alice. Stop it.
It's hard because we put bags in places, so it's only adjusting the bags if anything is seen. It's nothing untoward.
I'm going to pitch these to Dragon's Den, these covers.
What, plastic bags?
I think it's been done enough.
Carry anything you want in a bag.
Sorry, Alice. Okay, so...
I'm not.
Okay. Sam and Swansea says, skiving from work. I'm watching Inuit Bingo for the first time. Loving Chris's jumper. It's horrible, isn't it? Also, Richard in Lowestoft's watching for the first time. Let us know if you're watching today. Okay, let's get loads of water in our mouths then, and let's do Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo. It's good to have you guys back
on. Oh, hello. Thank you very much.
Sorry, Scott. I should have put water down. I've not done my job. Hang on, it's all right.
One job.
Sorry.
Just the one job.
Just one little job. Thank you.
All right.
Chin chin.
Ready when you are, Scott. Sorry.
Good luck, everyone. And first, we're going to the chase. And let's all warm up with this question from Bradley Walsh.
What happened to the Cambridge crew in the 1978 University boat race? A, they broke their oars. B, they lost their cocks.
I don't remember that one.
Jared was watching that one, so give yourself points. And thank you, Bradley Walsh, for providing the warm-up today on Innuendo Bingo.
B, they lost their cocks.
Now, so we're going to the X Factor from Saturday night now. Mm-hmm. Now, it's getting late in the competition, but I really wasn't expecting to get to know Sam Bailey this well. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. I've lived in Leicester for 14 years, and I've had Gary Lineker and all the Leicester players all right behind me.
That one just kept going on and on and on.
Oh, dear me.
Sam Bailey, thank you.
All the Leicester players all right behind me.
Alex emailed me that one. Oh, God, we're immature. And now, I think we should do a classic.
Yeah.
Over to Saturday Farm. You know Dick Strawbridge? Come on. Mm-hmm. Okay, right, so Saturday Farm, you know Dick Strawbridge. Mm-hmm. What's happening? All right. Anyway, Dick seems to be getting a little distracted in the kitchen.
You have to have dry potatoes for roasting. But before I can pop them in the oven, I need to whip my beef out.
Oh, Alice.
I'm sorry.
Alice, you messed yourself.
I'm sorry.
Went back on yourself.
I need to whip my beef out.
Thank you, Dick Strawbridge.
That was like there was a wind machine on me.
It was, actually.
Can I have another water?
Yes, you can.
Who's wettest at this point? Who's wettest?
Alice.
Well, oh, really? I thought it would be you, Phil.
My chest is bone dry.
I'm wearing a grey hoodie, so I think it just shows up on me a bit more. How's the plastic padding?
Yeah, no, really good. It's quite scratchy, though. Is yours scratchy down below?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of it.
But it's working out for you, Alice, right? No, no moisture.
I'm feeling great, and there's just, you know, I feel really mobile.
Excellent, that's always good. Water, please. Over to Zoe Ball next. What? Zoe Ball asking all the revealing questions on Strictly It Takes Two.
Have you ever tried to do a load of drunken sailors all in a row before?
Yes.
Straight in the face there. Powerful shot from Taggart in the face of Stark. Levine's fine.
Mm. I love that you're doing commentary now, Scott.
Oh, it's my new thing.
I need to whip my beef out.
Oh, you just swallowed in time there,
yeah,
Alice.
Yeah, phew. Oh, there's a dead fly on me.
What?
There's a dead fly on me. Oh.
Flies are dying on you.
Is that an old...
Take a shower.
Is that an old, is that an old outfit, Alice?
From the last time I did a new under bingo. Yeah.
Thank you to Rick, by the way, for sending us that Zoe Ball one from Cheddar Gorge.
Are you on a hoover place?
Now a classic from the football. And I don't mind telling you now that this clip was my inspiration for my own commentary live on Radio 1 this morning.
Rooney's got the goal, and it's Cagle with him over the top. Now, a floater for Van Persie. Van Persie brings it down. He's got a defender up his backside there.
I love this game still. Five live football commentary, what more do you need?
He's got a defender up his backside.
Okay, here we go. More water.
Chris is bone dry. You angle yourself better, please.
Okay, well,
bone dry.
Let me switch it around a little bit. No, look at his
right,
face.
Fine. Because we wet
his.
You want to call that one, Alice?
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
It's double team hours.
And now.
In innuendo bingo.
Okay, good. Chris. You're doing that thing where it wheezes out your mouth again. Alice. Doing that thing where it wheezes out your mouth again.
Okay. No, I'm a different cup, please.
What? Oh, another cup?
Yeah,
okay, yeah, sure.
Cheers.
Okay. So let's take the water. Now it's getting silly. Please watch this if you're not on the Radio 1 website.
It's a new one.
What is that, please?
Sorry, just a cup hit in the bin.
Oh.
Right, ready?
Yeah, sorry.
Over to trucks, trains and planes next. And this next driver is really struggling with his equipment.
Right, basically, that one's finished now.
Mark drains his enormous hose.
Straight in the face.
My belly button is just filled
with water. Oh, no, Alice, it's got on your fringe. Yeah.
Tell me honestly, is it on the fringe?
Yeah, you look like Kate Winslet in Titanic now.
You do. You do with it.
Don't let go, Jack.
There's room up there for two.
Don't paint me.
Thank you, Will, for spotting that last one. Off to Radio 4 now, and this is a clip that's a favourite of Alice's, I know for a fact. It's Martha Carney. And a very good reason to sign up to Twitter.
And the weather. Rain will move eastwards across the UK, reaching eastern parts by the evening. You can find out more about the programme by going onto Twitter, where there'll be some pictures of my jam.
It's still a phase.
I can't take that one.
There'll be some pictures of my jam.
Who spat on my foot?
Hmm? You're not wearing socks, it's fine.
Water, please.
Where there'll be some pictures of my jam.
Oh.
Mm.
No.
Okay.
My plastic bag has moved.
Oh,
is
no.
It? Oh, dear.
I knew that wasn't going to go well.
Oh, don't take it out.
He's taking out the bag. Oh, stay classy, Phil.
Always, baby.
Okay, over to the Ben Jackson radio show now. On BBC Leicester, of course. And by the sound of it, everyone's getting in the festive spirit over in the BBC Leicester kitchen.
Give them a bit of a grinding first, and then put your nuts on top of your corns, and then give them a pounding. OK?
That was a good one.
I thought that was all of it already.
Yeah, it goes on.
Put your nuts on top of your corns, and then give them a pounding.
BBC Leicester Kitchen is where it's at.
Yes, please.
Sorry, there's not that long left now.
This insulation's not really working.
Yeah, I did take mine out.
It worked to a point, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, our favourite from last week now, from Rick Stein. Having a new experience on his tour of America. With a man called Ryan. Have you heard it, Alice? See if you can get through this one.
Wiggle it out.
Okay.
Head.
Yeah.
You can either throw it away or you can suck the head.
No, I'd like to suck the head.
Suck the head?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Oh, that's really good, Ryan.
Oh, wow.
That was good.
Oh, Ryan.
Oh, Ryan.
Thank you.
And now a Channel 4 show called Jimmy Grows Christmas Dinner. No, I've not seen it. Here we go. And here Jimmy meets a man with a very impressive job title.
The turkey is butchered, salted and packaged in just 11 minutes.
You are top boner, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Pete and Louis, thanks for that one. Everyone seems to be fine.
You are top boner, aren't you?
Back to the chase now. The chase is on for the second time this week, and it's the chaser himself, sorry, herself, who's at it. She seems to be very pleased to have seen off another contestant. This time, it was Saturday Farm's Dick Strawbridge. So he's off the contest because of her.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi.
I don't hate you. I'm in a really good mood now that I've got Dick.
Many of you emailed us that one. And and finally, as a special Christmas treat, bring on the Viennetta.
What?
Yeah, it's your favourite dessert.
Oh, no.
So for the final one, we're going to play it with Viennetta in our mouths.
Is this to me?
What? Still? Yeah, I know, you love it. Look.
Cheers, let the spoons on, guys.
Don't worry, it's still in date.
It's really cold, though.
Look how manky that spoon is.
Oh, that spoon's so grim.
Look at the state of that. That looks like it's been taken from a drain.
Now, how are we...
Oh, thanks. So he hands me that one.
Yours. How are we to do this? Just sort of spoon it in and then...
Spoon it in.
Do we melt it a bit in our mouth?
If you want to, but I'm going to... I will...
feed Chris.
I will play you the clip. This is a special treat for Alice, because she loves Viennetta's.
Okay, wait. Can I just have a little taste first?
Go on.
Oh, it's lovely.
It's good, isn't it? It's as good as you remember.
Oh, it's lovely, that. Oh. With the shards of chocolate. Ooh.
Yeah, oof.
Wait a sec.
Quite a treat. Okay. In your mouths, please. Okay, so the ice cream is in the there, gobs. And another one of my personal favourite football players. It's Philippe Senderos, of course. Ready? Here he is on ESPN.
No, I think with Joey Barton, you know what to expect. You know, he's going to come strong in the tackle and he's going to come in your face.
Oh, that is rank.
Going to come strong in the tackle and he's going to come in your face.
Wow. Oh, that is horrible. But a fitting end, I think, to Phil and Alice in your bingo.
Are you kidding me?
With Viennetta. So thanks, guys. That was messy. What happened there? Did you lick his elbow?
No, he wiped my mouth.
Right, so we'll see you tomorrow night for the bedroom DJ party at yours.
Yeah. Thank you.
10 PM. Thanks, guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Where are we at with Christmas? How are you doing? All right.
What do you mean?
You've done nothing, have you?
I will do.
But when?
Well, we've got ages, haven't we?
15 sleeps. Not that I'm counting. It is.
How are you? Like, do you have it all done?
Sorted, mate.
So you said you've already got me a present.
I have, yeah.
I was saying to Matt Edmondson on Friday that I guarantee I will never see that present.
Yes, you will. God, I'm being really called out today on Radio 1 as being some kind of flaky person. Really am. Aren't I? There's Fern going on about it. No, I've got you something really, really, really good.
Is it good as in I'll like it, or is it good because you'll find it funny giving it to me?
No, it's something you will really like for a change. Actually, that's not true. I got you the catnip that year.
Do you know what? You got me catnip one year, and then you got me a pack of soaps and moisturisers one year.
Mm.
to try and change me a bit.
Trying to metrosexual you up a bit, you know what I mean? It kind of worked for a while.
I know you've got the best intentions at heart with me. You're desperately trying to improve me.
I have with everybody, you know? It's just sometimes it doesn't work out that way.
It's like that time you ran at me with those tanning wipes. I know, even though I viewed it as a really aggressive act, you're just trying to help.
Looking back, it was a little bit aggressive, but you looked so pasty that day. The catnip, we should explain, is a cologne that I was wearing once, and Pixie Lott, who was at the time one of Chris's favourites, she came up to me and was like, "Oh, you smell really good today, Scott." And I was like, "Thanks."
I overheard that.
You overheard that. And because Pixie was one of his favourites at the time, and then it went wrong with her, didn't it, after that?
There was a time where you arranged for her to call me on my birthday. But what you'd also arranged is I think you'd found loads of clips of where people had said happy birthday to Moyles and thought it'd be funny all day to call me with those clips. So it's lots of people saying happy birthday, Chris, obviously meaning Chris Moyles, but you took off the Moyles bit. So I kept getting calls, and they were quite annoying all day from the likes of Katie Price, whoever had wished, you know, Chris Moyles happy birthday. And then you actually arranged for Pixie Lott to actually call me.
But it was her, yes.
But after
it wasn't
a day,
just a recorded message.
Exactly. And after a day of these calls, I told her to go away and leave me alone.
And you still haven't really forgiven us for that day.
And I never spoke to her since.
However, the catnip, which I bought, I ended up buying as a gift for you for your Christmas present. And we made a solemn vow to never tell the listeners what it was.
Yeah, because if more people wear catnip, it would basically diffuse the kind of... Because then it would be the normal smell. Everyone would.
And we call it catnip because the girls love it. You know, like cats do with catnip? This is catnip for the ladies. Mm. I still haven't revealed what that is.
Good.
And I never will. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. You know, last year we made a Christmas song called The Perfect Christmas Single?
Yep.
That needs to be on again soon. Played it once, haven't we, so far?
It's one of those songs that the idea of it would get better with time. So as in, classics aren't really made there and then. Like, they only become classics in a few years' time.
I saw a Twitter message last night from someone saying you need to play it more because it's horribly underrated. That's what they said.
I mean, it does receive mixed views, but in the main, people seem to like it. And actually, weirdly, people seem to like it more this year than they did last year.
I know. And I mean, it's full-on Christmas, though. It's got every single element of every single good Christmas song ever. So I think we'll start breaking that out more towards, like, the end of next week. Do you know what I mean? Because it's got sleigh bells on it. It's full-on.
I also received a lot of tweets yesterday about this Feliz Navidad song.
Yes, good put it in.
Now, like, you played it to me. I'd never heard it before. But there was loads of tweets from people saying, oh, God, please don't make this a thing, as we call it, because it gets so overplayed everywhere else.
Like, yeah, in the rest of the world. In the rest of the world, it's literally on everywhere, apart from here.
So people who listen in America and wherever else, they genuinely hear this song. It's like a massive, massive Christmas song.
A lot of our podcast listeners cannot believe that we don't know this song. And I only just introduced it to you.
Yes.
It's great.
Can we have another burst of it today at some point?
Yeah, I think in a minute. But bearing in mind that we made a Christmas song last year, we're too late to do anything this year. We need to get our stuff together. Can we make a Christmas short movie next year?
Is this a Christmas thing,
though? Yeah, because I'm inspired by all of the awful Christmas films that are on Channel 5 at the moment. Not just on Channel 5. They're also on... There's a film channel called Christmas 24, which has just come on. They're mostly American. I sat through an entire film called Christmas Mail the other day, which is about an elf woman who worked at the sorting office and how she falls in love with one of the mail guys, one of the post office guys, at Christmas. It's one of the worst things I've ever seen. But because it's Christmas, you kind of get into it. We could easily make one of these.
So, like, a Christmas short film, you're
awful acting, wafer-thin script, but it doesn't matter. If you just Christmas it up, you can do anything. Like, there's so much stuff that gets on TV at Christmas, including these films, where it wouldn't stand up at any other time of year. But because it's Christmas, it's fine, because it's about Christmas.
Is there nothing we can roll out for a Christmas special? What about... you remember when we did that episode of Washed Up, when I decided that the future of a kitchen-based show, which could be made... You know, there's loads of cooking shows, maybe a show about washing up. And do you remember we made a video for this?
Yeah, we made a pilot episode. Why? Because we're on Christmas Day. Why don't we do Christmas Day Washed Up?
Try and get a guest?
I mean, maybe get a guest, but there's a lot of washing up on Christmas Day, isn't there? It's a show, most shows obviously about the cooking element. And then you've got your Sunday brunch and stuff, which is like, you know, guests and then a bit of cooking as well. This is just the washing up.
I think we need to think of something we can do for a Christmas special. So whether it's washed up or we bring back a Christmas special, 24 years at the Tap End, we do. Oh. There's something we should be doing as a Christmas special. I think that's what we're missing in our sort of plans for Christmas.
That's true. Gillian's been on Hallmark Christmas films. You've probably got that on your planner somewhere. Also, awful, but at the same time, amazing. Do you know what I sat down and watched last night?
What?
The Vicar of Dibley Christmas special. And found it quite funny. It's on Dave or something. It's always on Dave.
Yeah.
The one where she has three or four Christmas dinners and gets really full. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's really good.
Oh, yes. Yeah. This, for me, is my new favourite Christmas song.
See, I can imagine you with Chinese, Chango, the Beast.
Yeah, Dosa.
Yeah.
We love this.
Yeah. I can imagine you in the misty moon singing this.
Feliz Navidad.
I really can. Come on, lads, put your football shirts on.
Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Oh, a lot of people saying keen for Tap End Christmas.
Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
Merry Christmas!
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
In a good mood.
Needs more brass.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
Come on, everyone, turn it up!
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Someone says, wow, that's forward planning. You sure it'll be your next Christmas? Well, all right, thanks for that.
BBC Radio.
Hopeful.
Merry Christmas.
This is my
BBC Radio 1.
All right, Santa. Finish.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is You Me at 6 on BBC Radio 1. It's our track of the day. We love those boys. Earlier, one of the band, Josh, tweeted me going, you'll be fine with your commentary. Just channel your inner Jonathan Pierce. I don't know what that meant.
You know Jonathan Pierce, don't you?
Used to do dance anthems.
No, very different Pierce. Did you enjoy this morning?
Yeah, I really liked it, yeah.
Yeah, do you feel that this could be your new vocation?
Maybe, yeah. Michael Owen's already saying that he might take me to Brazil.
We've had so many texts from listeners talking about your commentary, but I haven't heard any of it.
Well, also,
have
Dan,
you got any that you can play?
I can play it for you again, yeah. Dan from UMIT 6 was obviously in the Radio 1 Breakfast Show team today. We were live from Wembley Stadium. It was the rematch between the Radio Wanderers and Tottenham Hotspurs. It genuinely was a very close game. The teams, I think, evenly matched this year. 3-3 draw, went to penalties, and then we crashed and burned. But it's the taking part that counts, isn't it, in football?
Well, kinda. But you kept up with it all in the commentary box.
I think so. So these are just little... oh, it was like a highlights montage thing of my best bits. Here we go. Thanks, Grimmy. So you join us here live from Wembley Stadium for the rematch of the year. It's the Radio Wanderers, Radio Wonders team, against Team Tottenham. I've got the name. Do the Radio Wanderers have a hooker on the team?
I think that's a different shaped ball, Scott.
Guy Mowbray and Michael Owen. Now, we've already seen some goal action, haven't we, guys?
We've seen a goal. It's been the Bishop show so far.
Where's the umpire?
He's got a good, strong left foot.
He's got a good lob on, hasn't he?
Grimmy's just there delivering his half-time words of wisdom.
Oh, is it half-time?
Yeah, that's why they're not running around anymore, Scott.
Oh, right. I wonder why they were huddling together. I thought they were just cold. Are there any oranges down there? Is that off the 70s? Well, it's almost going to be the next bit, half. The second half of the match.
Scott, can you... You're the football man here. Does this go to penalties if it's a draw?
What's going on?
Shearer's up next.
Come on, Shearer.
I don't think he's ever missed a penalty.
Oh, listen. He's getting Barrett.
I just realised that I said, come on, Shearer, and I'm supporting the Radio 1 team, so that's wrong. Is that Danny Howard in goal?
Yes.
All right, I've only just spotted that. The reason I'm going quiet is because I've actually run out of stuff to say now.
A bit short for a goalie, right?
Brilliant.
So those are my highlights. Obviously, thank you very much to Guy Mowbray, Five Live legend, and footballing superhero Michael Owen. Both nice guys for helping me out with my commentary. You were down next to the pitch with Grimmy, who was the manager,
and you were the assistant.
Chris Stark's my ass man.
Assistant manager.
Chris Stark's my ass man.
And assistant manager.
Here's the bit which I think is the best bit of my commentary. Listen how perfectly timed this is.
Okay, so as we near the last 2 minutes of this epic match here at Wembley Stadium, you're listening to Radio 1, by the way.
Goal!
3-3, Matt Wright again!
The crowd go wild, look at that!
This is exciting now.
Grimmy's on the pitch!
So that made it 3-3 between the Wanderers and Hotmers. So then it had to go to penalties.
Oh, it was very dramatic, that last goal, when it went in.
I sat this bit out because I didn't really know what was going on. So who's Freddie Aikhurst?
So he was playing for... Oh, God, this is going to display a real lack of knowledge. Ollie's team. No, our team.
Oh, excellent, good.
Yes.
Thanks, assistant manager. Don't even know who's on your team.
I wasn't familiar with him. He turned up.
It's Aikhurst, right. And he scores!
He goes for power. He pulls it to the keeper's right. Well, it's 1-0 to Team Grimmy.
So that's 1-0 to Grimmy there. Next.
Alan Shearer from the spot. 1-1 after one each, and he too just went for the blast down the middle.
He was never going to miss.
No, he wasn't really.
And
was
that was
he?
Against Danny Howard. So Danny Howard in goal, you know,
with Shearer.
Shearer, that's huge.
So that made it 1-1. Then Dan Walker steps up for Grimmy's team.
Dan Walker in his orange boot steps up for Team Grimmy.
Tallest man on the field.
Oh, saved! No.
Steve Hawley with a great save for Ollie's side.
He missed, so the score is still 1-1. So then team captain Ollie Mears steps up.
Mears blasts the ball in, straight down the middle, high into the roof of the net.
He had to go off at one point.
Mears.
Injured, yeah. He came back on at the end heroically.
Yeah, he's a good footballer, but he wasn't quite all there today, I didn't feel.
Really?
Compared to the lot, yeah. I don't know, I was just watching, you know, he's a good player, but
Heart not in it, do you think?
I think his heart was there, he just wasn't... Well, at least he was playing.
At least he was on.
Yeah.
I like it that Freddie Flintoff turned up hungover.
Oh, that was incredible.
Just hungover. So
Flintoff turned up for the second half, like barely said a word to anyone, just sort of walked on, did his thing.
Yeah.
I think he touched it twice.
Yeah. So Mers, I've seen his Twitter. He now says that he thinks he's torn something in his bottom cheek.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he says he's in a world of pain. Well, I don't know whether you can tear anything in that bit, can you?
I think so.
You can pull it, I think. So he's got a pulled bottom cheek.
I think he needs to...
That's one.
Yes,
he needs to go home and relax. Go home, relax. So it's going well. 2-1 to Ollie Hotmers. Next for Team Grimmy.
Yeah, the man of the match about to take it now. Mark Wright with his left foot.
Go on, Mark Wright.
Come on. He steps up. John Bishop.
He's taking a long run here.
Where's he gone?
His left foot and he runs from the other side.
John Bishop's trying to trip him up. Getting hold of the ankles. Mark Wright scores.
Yes,
he went
Mark
low.
Low into the corner.
I think it was my slight heckling before.
Go on, Mark Wright.
That helped.
I love your Mark Wright impression.
Go on, Mark Wright.
Cool, ladies. So, good for Mark. Next for Team Ollie.
John Bishop now to try and keep the advantage for Ollie Hotmers.
Even
Bishop's in the bar. He's not scored. 2 out of 3.
I'm excited now. This is the most excited I've ever been at a football match.
What was my evil laugh?
He's not scored. 2 out of 3.
Only because I really thought we crashed out at that point.
That's so you. So, like really revelling in the loss.
So still 2-2. James Arthur now has the opportunity to take the lead for Grimmy.
And he's been saved.
Missed.
Advantage back with Ollie Hotmers.
Oh, this is tense.
By this stage, I'm totally lost. I have no idea what's going on.
What does that mean?
2 out of 3 for Ollie Hotmers.
All right. All right, so I think that means the score is still 2-2. So next up, it's John Bishop's brother, Eddie.
He just turned up.
John's
brother.
Scores. Goes one better than his brother.
I'm just bitter. He makes it 3-2 to Team Ollie.
Lovely to meet everyone. There were a couple of who's, though, Scott. Brothers and friends.
I know. Someone from Ollie's bank. So is it Ollie Mercer's bank manager played?
It was bizarre at one point. I was even on Team Grimmy, there was a couple that were in there. I was like,
last minute.
What's going on?
So all the pressure now rests on Maiden Chelsea's Jamie Lang. Good luck, everyone. All on Jamie's shoulders. Is he going
to
do it?
Jamie from Maiden Chelsea has got to score this. Otherwise, it's all over. And it's defeat again for Radio Wanderers.
You're all right, guy.
I didn't say that with relish, did I? Sorry. Here he goes. And he's missed it. He's missed it.
Again.
He's put it wide. It's all over. And I'm afraid Grimmy's team, well, they haven't taken a hell of a beating, but they've been beaten.
Well, thank you to all our players. Rizzle Kicks, Mark Wright, Mark Wright's friend, Rex Street 2, James Arthur, Dan Walkeroff, BBC Sport, legendary footballer Peter Reid, Jamie from Maiden Chelsea, Danny Howard, and a couple of people from Ollie Mercer's bank.
All the brothers and friends who turned up to play.
Thank you very much for making it possible today. Thanks to Grimmy for chewing gum throughout and looking cracking in his football manager's coat.
Can we also give a quick shout out to Greg James, who sung the national anthem?
That was beautiful.
I saw him earlier on, and then he appeared walking down, you know, the famous steps at Wembley in a dress.
No, he cannot leave it, can he? And thank you to you as well,
Chris Starks, my ass man,
for doing that job as well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Amazing. So many people are singing along to that right now. You know it. You know it. John is singing along at work. Scott is singing along in his car. James in Cheshunt loves it. E17, stay another day. Also, Leanne's been on from Southampton, who's just bought a massive Christmas trifle. However, I did see one in the shop yesterday, so probably not that who. So Adam has been on. It was on the phone to his mum last night. You know when mums ring up and they're like, right, so what do you want off the menu for this family meal that they're having sometime over Christmas?
Off the menu? What do you mean?
You know, because sometimes you have to pre-choose, don't you? Like, especially at this time of year, you have to choose a couple of weeks in advance what you want. And I always found that a bit weird because I'm like, well, how am I going to know now what I want in 2 weeks? I might not want the parsnip soup.
No, but you always have the turkey dinner, don't you? I mean, because that's just the thing. And I know what you mean. It's like then you always end up having to have the turkey dinner.
Yeah, but what about the stuff around the edges? Your starters, your puddings.
Oh, I see.
See, you have to choose all of it. Anyway, so Adam was saying to his mum, well, I want the lamb and my dad wants the beef. So then found himself asking, shall I accept beef?
Oh, brilliant.
I like it when the show kind of like, you know, goes into your everyday life.
At least he didn't go for pork.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
Needless to say, his mum had absolutely no idea what he was talking about.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Stefan Exeter's been on. Hi, babes. She's saying, no, you don't have turkey dinner before Christmas Day. You go for something different. That's Steph, who's having prawn cocktail, salmon and chocolate dessert for her pre-Christmas meal on the 22nd of December. You don't go in on the turkey before, especially if you have to plan it, like that guy was saying about earlier, where you have to choose the meals like a week or so before.
I see. So it's a rookie error, what I've been doing.
A little bit, yeah. Have you been going for all the turkeys for all this time?
Well, generally, yes. Yeah, because it just seems like the obvious choice.
Also, I do believe that I just hooed trifle, sorry, not turkey.
You're getting a lot of abuse for that.
I know. It's really still on everywhere. So I'd like to apologise, trifle fans everywhere.
You did just say prawn cocktail, though, which I would have thought was a hoo.
That's not at all, actually. You'll find it on most pub menus now. It's definitely back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ow!
Ow! Big man team, Donald cut!
He's back, it's Charlie Sloth.
Yes.
Feel
Big man team!
Feel better?
Yes. I feel so much better.
We missed you last week. What was it, indigestion?
Started already. No, I was really poorly last week, actually.
I know. To be honest, you're always such a bundle of joy. Big, fat bundle of joy.
Why are we starting with the fat?
No, I'm just saying, you are.
I've just come back. I thought I'd come back to, you know, two guys in the studio that missed me.
We did.
He's bounced back.
We did miss you. But, like, I've never seen you. Like I say, you're normally such a big bundle of joy that you'd look genuinely like you were not well last week, Charlie.
I didn't enjoy seeing you like that at all, Charlie. It wasn't right.
We think you've been burning the candles at the both ends.
The candles?
Mm. Yeah, we actually discussed it. Really? We were worried that you'd
We thought you were on burnout.
Do you know what? Scott once sat me down and said, "You've been burning the candles, Chris. You need to calm down, son," was his words.
Just for a couple of weeks, you know?
Yeah.
Stop doing all them gigs.
Well, yep, I had to cancel 3 last week, which was quite expensive.
Yeah. I thought you were going to be like, sorry to all those people there, which is a shame, which was expensive.
Obviously, that was the main part of me being so upset about
it. I'm sure they'll be rescheduled and tickets will still be available.
They have been rescheduled, actually, for January.
Yeah, all right. I don't want the actual dates.
No, we won't get into that.
Who do you think you are, Westwood?
Oh, that is so rude, cuz.
Let's crack on.
Okay. No, I've got a Christmas song to play first.
Huh?
Kelly Clarkson. Are you aware of this one? Playing it on One Extra, no?
Is that Jeremy's daughter?
Never questioned it, but I don't think so.
God. No, it's the winner of American Idol back in the day. Kelly Clarkson, no?
No.
Never heard of Kelly Clarkson.
No.
What is your favourite Christmas song, Charlie?
My favourite Christmas song? Oof. It's a tough one, that.
It's probably not going to be this one I'm about to play.
Really?
Well, I love it, but I don't think it's really up your alley.
Really? Easy has got a really good Christmas song.
Well, actually, funny you should say that. That's one that we're considering for our bedroom selection tomorrow.
The lay-down section.
Yeah, the lay-down section, which is quite late on Phil and Alice's show tomorrow night, if you fancy listening, because we do need to drop a Christmas tune.
There's another good one.
Yeah, okay.
Ludacris's Christmas song, that's a good one.
Okay, Luda. Yeah. I'll write that down.
That's a good one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlie Stoff's here.
Oh, yeah.
That's not really your thing, but I saw you jiggling about there.
That was all right, you know. Jeremy's daughter went in still.
Saw some little bits jiggling about, just that bit there. What jiggling bit? About.
Be what amazing bit? At the Christmas party, won't it, watching Charlie dance?
To that.
Oh, yeah, I've got moves, cuz.
To this.
Yeah, that's so nice. The beginning of that sounds like an old Christmas song.
Yeah, that's the idea. I think they're trying to recreate the... Well, like the last good one that everyone likes is like Mariah Carey, so I think they're trying to do that vibe.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's time for Real or No Real with Charlie. Good to have him back. And are these real or not?
In 2011, Lee Ryan from Blue was kicked out of the Eurovision Song Contest after show party for irritating the Belgians.
Interesting. Now, were you at this party, Scott? Because you would have done the Eurovision coverage.
Yes, I would have been, yeah.
Yep. Scott does this every year, Charlie.
Yeah, I know.
So, yes, I would have been that one. That was, I believe that was in Dusseldorf in 2011. Yes,
oh,
it was.
Sick.
And do you remember this party? Blue were there. Can you tell us what they were up to?
Were the UK entry for Great Britain that year.
That was desperate, weren't it?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, they've done better than some in recent years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I can't really remember their Eurovision song, actually. But
no, it wasn't that memorable. But they did do better than a lot of people have.
So there was an after party.
Basically, like every year, each country holds a party. So Eurovision week, which a lot of people don't know, it leads up to the Saturday night, which is the big final. But they have two semi-finals in the week before leading up to it. And like there's loads of countries hosting parties. The Holland, the Dutch, they do the best party.
Do they?
Yeah, they know what they're doing. Right. Have you? I mean, Holland's a brilliant place.
I love Holland.
Dutch people are brilliant, and they do like to party. So yeah, that's the best party. But did Lee Ryan get kicked out of one of them for irritating the Belgians?
So the Blue were at the Belgians' party for one reason or another. Lee Ryan's kicked off. I don't know. He strikes me as someone who would get himself into trouble. Loudmouth.
Yeah, he irritates me, and I don't even know him. Like, I just look at him, and he irritates me.
And if you're going to irritate Charlie, you probably there's every chance you're going to wind up a Belgian.
It's very hard to irritate me. You know that I'm so easygoing.
He's all right with Lee Ryan.
He's really annoying.
Okay, so
hang on. Oh, no, I don't want to know.
Real or no real?
That's real. He could annoy a snowman.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh, no. See, it didn't happen, Charlie.
I'm disappointed in that.
Do you want to apologise to Lee Ryan now?
No, you're really annoying, Lee. Really. I don't even know you, but because you're annoying.
This is weird.
Because you're annoying, though.
He's annoying, though, ain't he? Is he not?
What's he done to you?
He's done nothing to me before, but he's just one of them dudes. He's just really annoying. You know, you can just tell there's a few people out there that for me, I just look at them and I get annoyed.
I'm the same as Shakin' Stevens. Every time that Christmas song comes on every year, you don't know who that is, do you?
No.
He's got a Christmas song. It's like every single year. I don't know why. I don't know why, it's just don't like him.
Yeah.
Next.
Dr. Carl Kennedy from Neighbours, also known as actor Alan Fletcher, is a big name in the world of fencing.
Was he on your show?
He was on my show yesterday. He's such a nice guy.
I like it that you had Carl Kennedy on One Extra.
We made a song together.
I know. Actually, I've got it here.
Really?
Oh, please.
Do you want to hear it?
Have you?
Yeah, yeah, so...
Say banger, cos. What do you mean, please? Say banger, cos.
Carl Kennedy. Carl Kennedy. Carl Kennedy was on Charlie's show yesterday. They played Alan's Christmas single. Now, here's a clip of how Charlie Slough described it. If you want
a happy... I'm loving this, Alan, you know.
Thank you, Charlie.
This is a big record, cuz.
It's a big record, cuz.
Not quite far in the booth, is it?
No, but you know what? It was for a great cause, and I just think it was a good song.
Okay. Then Charlie and Carl made up their own song and performed it live on air on the spot, as you do. Raining in the studio. It's raining in the studio. Raining in the studio. I think it's getting quite cold. Bang off. There's loads of white stuff on my shoulders again. The leaves are dead as dandruff though. I think it's now. I think it's now. Can you explain this bit, please?
Incredible.
In the song.
And then bang off. Hey, Dr. Carl Kennedy. Can you do me a favor, bro? Can you give me Kylie Minogue's number? Sure, I've got it on my phone right now. He actually gave it to me as well.
That
is
happened.
This a weird dream?
That actually happened. Weekdays, One Extra, 4 to 7. 4 to 7, bruh, bruh. Bruh! So that was Carl Kennedy. But is he a keen fencer? And swordsman?
I can see him being there.
He's a man of all trades. Yeah. He's pretty good with his hands. He's playing the guitar there. I'm going to say real.
I want to say real for this one as well.
That one is real.
He can do anything if he sets his mind to it. He learnt it for an acting role as a swordsman and became quite proficient. Loving having him on your show.
Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah.
Is Dr. Carl Kennedy still Dr. Carl Kennedy?
Yeah.
Is he still that role on Neighbours?
Yeah. Yeah. 19 years deep, cuz.
Whoa.
Yeah, 19 years.
19 years. Like, my mum's got a big thing for him. So for me, I was kind of doing that more for my mum, because I'm thinking, what am I going to get my mum for Christmas this year? She's a very hard woman to buy for. She's very particular. What am I going to get mum's for Christmas? The least of my producer was like, boom, Carl Kennedy, big man thing. Got a few things signed. That's mum's hooked up for Christmas.
Right, so you've basically got your mum loads of free stuff by getting Carl Kennedy signed. That's her Christmas present.
Yeah. Is that wrong?
Fair enough.
What did you get him to sign?
The single, which I paid for.
Yeah,
of course. I donated some money to charity. I actually bought 80 copies of it.
And you've got your own song there with him
as
well.
Yeah, 80 copies. I purchased 80 copies, which for a great cause, for a charity.
Happy Christmas, Mum.
and then I got him to sign that, the hard copy.
Yeah.
And I also just got him to take a picture and make a video.
Oh, wow.
So a little song for my mum.
Literally everything that Carl Kennedy could ever do or sign, you've got your mum for Christmas. Yep. Wow, that's quite cool.
Yeah.
Not really spent any money, though, have you?
Well, I'm going to get a T-shirt made of the picture of me and Carl. I'm going to get a mug, a key ring, maybe a dinner mat, I don't know.
I once got Scott a picture of Scott that I particularly liked, and I got it made into a puzzle and gave that as a Christmas present.
That's a good present.
Quite a compromising photo.
It wasn't a good photo. And next.
According to scientists, when asked, pandas would prefer to have artificial sweetener rather than real sugar.
Oh, it's another one of these weird science facts, wasn't it? Didn't we have one last week about ducks having cheese dreams? Mm. And it led me to think, why on earth are we wasting our time experimenting whether ducks have cheese dreams?
So pandas would choose artificial sweetener rather than sugar. So are we saying the scientists are offering the pandas a cup of tea? And they're going, do you know what? I'd rather have a sweetener. I don't do sugar.
I just don't see why we need to care about this. These are the kind of scientific things that are. There's no point us spending money on investigating.
Well, of course there is.
Why do we need to know?
Those are fat pandas,
you've got to look after the panda's teeth as well. If you own a zoo, you don't want to keep spending bare dough on a dentist coming out fixing up the broke up panda's teeth because they're having too much sugar.
I didn't understand that last bit.
If you own a zoo, you don't want to be paying a dentist large sums of money to come and fix the panda's teeth.
Okay, I got that.
So you might as well move to the sweetener, hook the panda up, fresh white teeth and all that stuff.
Yes,
there.
But is there nothing else we can be doing with our time than figuring that out?
Real or no real, do pandas like artificial sweetener rather than sugar?
I think you're going to say real with this one then, aren't you?
I'm not sure. I'm kind of in the middle at the minute.
Make a decision.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to say no real.
Oh, I'm going to say real then.
That one's real.
There you
go. That's right. So according to research published in the Journal of Heredity, the scientists were investigating what taste pandas prefer, and apparently they're all well into the aspartame.
I thought pandas were looking a little bit slimmer and trimmer these days.
That's right, it's because they're on the artificials, cuz. And next.
On BBC Radio 1 in 2010, Joe Wiley had to interrupt an interview with Tayo Cruz after suffering an ice cream headache.
So a brain freeze.
Yeah, not Joe Wiley. I wasn't hearing Joe Wiley, obviously. She's still very big on Radio 2. Oh, God. I was more hearing the ice cream headache, really. Okay, so yeah, there you are. It's 2010, and you're interviewing Tayo Cruz. Never my opinion. Nice guy, but never the most exciting interview. But so what you do is you get yourself a little lick of ice cream. You're interviewing Tayo, who's telling you about his new song, and then suddenly, bam, it strikes, and it's really, really in the centre of your head.
That is the worst feeling in the world.
Awful.
That is the worst feeling ever.
But she couldn't get over that and just carry on the interview. It seemed particularly sensitive.
She had to leave, leaving Tayo kind of hanging, really, because the ice cream headache was so severe.
Whatever happened to Tayo Cruz?
He'll be back.
Really?
It's not the last you've heard of him.
Oh, really?
I don't know. So, real or no real, please?
I'm going to say, I can't believe this, she's a professional broadcaster.
She is, but those ice cream headaches happen to the best of
us. Do you not train for this kind of thing, you guys?
Not really.
I'm going to say no real.
Wait, was you allowed to eat in the studios in 2010? That's what I want to know. Because
you were, actually.
Yeah, you were.
I don't know if you were officially meant to, but...
We did.
Really? So this has just been a rule put in place since I've kind of...
Since you joined. Yeah,
it's not a coincidence,
weird,
that, isn't
it?
Is it?
So, yeah, you join.
There's a lot of fatism in this building.
Yeah, so you ruined it for the rest of us.
I was eating quite a lot of food in the studio.
Today?
No.
When was that?
The management are probably listening.
When was the last time you ate in the studio?
Years ago.
Okay, so real or no real, please? Joe Wiley, ice cream headache, Tayo Cruz.
No real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Ah, made up. At the end of that...
I got 30, Charlie got 20.
Yes, okay, Big Man Teng right now on BBC Radio 1 Extra. Those were the lulls from today's podcast. More tomorrow on air live between 1 and 4. If you can't listen live, then all the best bits will get delivered on this podcast for free every day if you hit subscribe. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.